heard, this administration has not and will not turn its back on America's elderly or America's poor. Under the new budget, funding for social insurance programs will be more than double the amount spent only 6 years ago. But it would be foolish to pretend that these or any programs cannot be made more efficient and economical. The entitlement programs that make up our safety net for the truly needy have worthy goals and many deserving recipients. We will protect them. But there's only one way to see to it that these programs really help those whom they were designed to help. And that is to bring their spiraling costs under control. Today, we face the absurd situation of a federal budget with three-quarters of its expenditures routinely referred to as uncontrollable. And a large part of this goes to entitlement programs. Committee after committee of this Congress has heard witness after witness describe many of these programs as poorly administered and ripe with waste and fraud. Virtually every American who shops in a local supermarket is aware of the daily abuses that take place in the food stamp program, which has grown by 16,000% in the last 15 years. Another example is Medicare and Medicaid, programs with worthy goals, but whose costs have increased from $11.2 billion to almost $60 billion, more than five times as much in just 10 years. Waste and fraud are serious problems. Back in 1980, federal investigators testified before one of your committees that corruption has permeated virtually every area of the Medicare and Medicaid health care industry. One official said many of the people who were cheating the system were very confident that nothing was going to happen to them. Well, something is going to happen. Not only the taxpayers are defrauded, the people with real dependency on these programs are deprived of what they need because available resources are going not to the needy, but to the greedy. The time has come to control the uncontrollable. In August, we made a start. I signed a bill to reduce the growth of these programs by $44 billion over the next 3 years, while at the same time preserving essential services for the truly needy. Shortly, you will receive from me a message on further reforms we intend to install, some new, but others long recommended by your own congressional committees. I ask you to help make these savings for the American taxpayer. The savings we propose in entitlement programs will total some $63 billion over 4 years and will, without affecting Social Security, go a long way toward bringing federal spending under control. But don't be fooled by those who proclaim that spending cuts will deprive the elderly, the needy, and the helpless. The federal government will still subsidize 95 million meals every day. That's one out of seven of all the meals served in America. Head Start, senior nutrition programs, and child welfare programs will not be cut from the levels we proposed last year. More than $500 million has been proposed for minority business assistance. And researchers at the National Institute of Health will be increased by over $100 million. While meeting all these needs, we intend to plug unwarranted tax loopholes and strengthen the law, which requires all large corporations to pay a minimum tax.